School in Talkeetna, Alaska, with the beginning of the second half of play here between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Sioux Valley Rams. And the T-Jacks inbound the ball, and it's stolen away. And we're going to have a foul stolen away there by Dylan Figley. He goes the length of the court and draws a foul on Cody Mack, and he'll go to the line for two. The T-Jacks leading here 35-15 after the first half over the Susitna Valley Rams. As we mentioned earlier, a brand new school here. It's been open just 2 weeks. And Dylan Figley puts up the first one off the back of the iron. No good. He'll have one more. Courtney Wilson walked by a few minutes ago and said she wanted to give a shout-out. So a shout-out there from Courtney. And the second shot is up and no good also off the back of the rim. Johnny Samuelson skies above 6'3" Bill Kelly to grab that rebound and brings it down behind the back. Fakes left, goes right, stops to Hamilton, to Mark Newton in the corner. He swings it in the lane. Cody Mack at the foul line for a jumper. No good. Hamilton tips the rebound, but it's pulled down by Bill Kelly. And the Rams will regain possession with 7:30 to play here in the third quarter. T-Jacks 35, Rams 15. Paxton Matthews dribbling down the right corner. Ball tipped away by Mark Newton out of bounds. It'll be Rams basketball in front of the Rams bench. And the referee hands the ball there to Matthews, and he passes in to Figley on the left side for Mitch Drover. Here's a long shot by Matthews off the side of the board. A long outlet from Josiah Mack down to Cody Mack, and he gives it back to Johnny Samuelson near half court. Johnny calls the play. Pass over to Josiah Mack on the wing. Jordan Hamilton at the foul line. He dribbles to the right, now kicks it back out to Johnny. Johnny fakes a shot. And Jordan started to set a screen, then didn't. Mark Newton with the ball across to Cody Mack. Cody tried to force it in, kicks it back out to Johnny. Johnny goes left, goes right, jump stop, gets the ball back, dishes it into Josiah Mack. And we've got a tie-up, and the ball is going to go on the possession arrow over to the Sioux Valley Rams. Johnny's got a jump stop he does there, and he took the ball up over the defender. Everything went well, except he lost the ball and then saved it into Josiah Mack, who was tied up with the possession arrow. Sends the ball the other way. Mitch Drover dribbling the ball now to Bill Kelly outside the three-point arc. In the middle to Skylar Hamler. Back out to Kelly. Fakes a three. Goes in. Dishes it underneath. Kick back out to Kelly for a three. No good. He gets his own rebound. Followed his shot nicely, but then dribbles the ball off his leg. And they're going to say it went off of a T-Jacks player. Rams ball underneath their own basket. 6:19 to play here in the third. The inbounds pass gets loose, comes back to Bill Kelly, and he puts up a five-footer over Jordan Hamilton, and it's good for the first points of the second half. Sioux Valley now trails the T-Jacks 35-17. Johnny Hamilton on the right wing, goes behind the back, dribbles back to the top of the circle, now comes for a two-pointer, short, rebound grab by Jordan Hamilton, who's knocked to the floor, gets the ball off to Cody Mack. And Cody Mack loses the ball. Cody Mack loses the ball to the Rams. There's a timeout call by the referee because Hamilton was still on the floor after being slammed to the floor. And they said it's going to be the Rams basketball, and he asked Jordan if he's okay. So tackling is allowed in this game tonight, and we've seen a lot of it. Full court pressure applied by the T-Jacks. And here's a steal by Mark Newton. Now the ball's on the floor, and the Rams come up with it. Now it's stolen back by Johnny Samuelson. Mark Newton might have got away with a pull there underneath the Cody Mack, and Cody traveled as he tried to fake out Mitch Drover. Sorry, Mitch, having trouble saying that last name. Mitch Drover, as he defended Cody from going up for that five-footer. So another turnover by the T-Jacks, and pressure applied there at half court by Johnny Samuelson and Cody Mack, and that forces Drover into an over-and-back violation. T-Jacks ball on our side at half court. Inbounds pass goes to Hamilton. Back to Johnny. Johnny dribbles over to the left side. Motions for Cody Mack to go down low. Kicks the ball to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan holding it back to Johnny. Johnny fakes left, goes right, jump stop, goes in the lane, puts it up and in. Nice shot by Johnny. 37-17, T-Jacks lead. 5:13 to go in the third quarter. Nice pass there by Figley to get the ball across the timeline. Bill Kelly with a nice fake and goes around Hamilton and Newton and puts the ball in. Now Johnny Samuelson throws the length of the court pass to Cody Mack. He gets it to Josiah Mack. Nice blocked by Bill Kelly, hustling back on defense. The T-Jacks caught the Rams sleeping there, made a couple of nice passes, but enough hustle there by the Rams to stop the easy layup, and they have the ball. Skylar Hamler with it back to Mitch Drover at the top of the three-point arc. He dribbles, gets it inside to Hamler's triple team, kicks it out to Bill Kelly. He fakes left, goes right. His pass is tipped away, and it went into the hands of Chris Bartell, who was called for a traveling violation. T-Jacks basketball. Drayton Newman enters the game now, along with Christian Christensen. Cody Mack and Mark Newton take a seat on the bench for the Coach Ralph Lindquist T-Jacks. Johnny Samuelson gets the ball down to Josiah Mack to Drayton Newman. Back out to Samuelson. He stops, picks up his dribble to Hamilton. Back out top to Johnny. Johnny dribbles around the left side slowly. Christensen down low. He gets it into Hamilton. Hamilton fakes left, goes right, puts up a hook shot, but he didn't draw anything with that one, and it goes out of bounds over to the Rams. Heard a little bit about what Coach Lindquist was talking to the T-Jacks about during halftime, and this is not what I heard him say he wanted to have run. So here's a pass by the Rams. It's tipped, and Dylan Figley tries to put up a shot underneath the basket. The ball is taken down. Ooh, Johnny Samuelson just threw the ball behind the back, and it hit Bill Kelly right in the face. Went back to Samuelson, and he put it underneath for Josiah Mack, who wasn't looking, and it goes out of bounds. So Johnny's got some words for Josiah there. Bill Kelly took that one like a trooper. And now the ball is nearly lost by Dylan Figley at half court. He hands it over to Bartell, who got it in to Bill Kelly. Bartell now throws up a wild shot that goes in. He went across the lane and put the shot up and in over Hamlin. And Johnny Samuelson launches a three, no good. And the rebound is hauled down by Skylar Hamler. 37-21, T-Jacks, as the Rams cut into the lead a little bit now. They've knocked it down 4 points since the half. And here's a loose ball. Christensen gets it off to Samuelson, and Johnny lays it in. So the pressure defense of the T-Jacks continues to cause turnovers, and they're pressuring in the backcourt. Johnny Samuelson goes to the floor. Chris Bartell gets the ball. He lobs it down low for Hamler. Hamler goes up over Hamilton, and he draws the foul, and his shot rolls around the rim and out. So the Rams are pushing the ball up the court a lot more quickly in this half, down by 18, 39-21, T-Jacks lead. 2:54 to play here in the third period. Continues to be a game where the referees are letting them play. Only two team fouls against the T-Jacks here in the second half. Hamler at the line for two. His first shot is up and in. Makes the score 39-22, King Cove. Substitution as Paxton Matthews comes back in the game for the Rams, replacing Dylan Figley. He takes his spot on the right side of the lane. Skylar Hamler dribbles the ball. Ames puts up the second one off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Jordan Hamilton. Jordan takes a couple of dribbles and outlets the ball to Johnny. Brings it slowly across the timeline. He's directing traffic. Gets it to Hamilton at the top of the three-point arc. He gives it back to Johnny. Drayton Newman working to get three right in front of us. Here's a lob to Josiah Mack. Josiah back to Johnny. Goes over to Christensen for a 10-footer. Shot is no good. Rebound brought down there by Skylar Hamler. A nice box out. He gives the ball to Paxton Matthews. Kicks it down to Bartell. Bartell inside. The ball gets lost. Picked back up by Drover. And he puts it up and in. 39-24, King Coves by 15. Johnny Samuelson goes between the legs, comes down, jump stop, nice pass to Hamilton. He missed his shot, gets his own rebound, back up and in. Jordan's shot was thrown off as Bill Kelly attempted a block. 41-24, T-Jacks. Paxton Matthews goes, what do we have here? A pushing foul on Johnny Samuelson. He's just smiling at the referee. Really looked like Paxton Matthews kind of fell backwards of his own accord there. And but they call the foul on Johnny. That's Johnny's second, team's third. 1:59 to play here in the third quarter. 41-24 T-Jacks. Drover with the ball, closely guarded by Christensen. Gets it over to Bartell. Bartell lobs it down for Matthews in the middle. It goes to Hamler, and now we have a foul on Paxton Matthews as he tried to get the loose ball away from Jordan Hamilton. And that's the first foul on Matthews. Team's first. T-Dex with the ball. Johnny Samson has it. Drake Newman sets a screen. Johnny's right in front of us outside the three-point line. Hits Hamilton at the foul line. He dribbles out, closely guarded by Kelly. Gives it to Johnny. Goes back into the lane. Johnny loses the ball, and it's taken away there by Drover. His long pass. Oh, nice. That was a Samuelson-like pass there by Paxton Matthews, a no-look bounce pass, but Bartell wasn't looking for it and lost the handle, and the T-Jacks get it back. Johnny Samuelson now on the left wing with the ball, looking to pass to Christensen. He gets it into Hamilton. It's tipped away by Bill Kelly, who saves it out of bounds off of Hamilton's knee. Nice defense there by Kelly. He's a good ball player here for these Rams. Minute 22 to play now in the third quarter. King Cove 41, Susitna Valley 24. Rams ball, left wing to Bartell. Back to Matthews. Nice pass inside for Kelly. He goes up. No, he hits nothing, but then the ball is rebounded there by Drover. Puts up no good. Up again, no good. The ball is tipped out in a collision between Christensen. What do we have here? There was a collision between Christensen and looked like maybe Bartell, and the ball was loose. And during the fray, Coach Mike Matthews somehow got a timeout from the referee, and so the Rams retained possession. Timeout on the floor, 1 minute and 1 second left to play here in the third period. T-Jacks maintaining a 17-point lead, 41-24. They led by 20 at the half, and the Rams have cut into it slightly. Just saw Raylene Kochutin walk by. Raylene was injured in the first game, took a hard knock to the back of her head, but I checked with her between games, and she said she's going to be okay. Just got a knot back there. And Raylene's a warrior, and I'm sure she'll be ready for tomorrow night's clash against Wasilla Lake. Timeout is over. Both teams back on the floor now. Paxton Matthews will inbound the ball for the Rams. He looks for Bartell, nearly stolen by Christensen. Bartell dribbles left. Now at the top of the circle, kicks it over on the left to Drover. Drover dribbling the ball. Back to Matthews. His pass nearly stolen. Nice defense there by Drayton Newman. Drayton nearly came away with a steal. The ball goes out of bounds. Nice job of anticipating that pass by Drayton and nearly came up with a steal. Christensen now deflects the inbounds pass, but it goes to Bartell. He gets it over on the left for Drover. Drover looking for Matthews, top. Drover on the left wing, lobs it back out to Matthews. Good defense by the T-Jacks here. Back to Drover. He considers a long three, changes his mind, picks up his dribble. In danger of a five-second call, lobs it across to Bartell. Bartell dribbles in a lane, tries to dish it underneath to Kelly. Hamilton comes up with a steal, gets it down court to Samuelson, who gives it to Christensen. Up, no good. Christensen gets the ball back to Samuelson, and now he pulls it back out. Goes behind the back. 16 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Coach Lindquist calling for one shot. The clock counts down to 7 seconds. Johnny Samuelson out near the half-court line, goes between the legs. 3 seconds left. He launches a three. No good at the buzzer. Skylar Hamler pulled down the rebound, and that ends the third period of play with the score. King Cove T-Jacks 41, Sioux Valley Rams 24. We'll keep it here for the break. Just about 50 seconds to go before the teams retake the floor. The Sioux Valley cheerleaders are out here doing a cheer for the fans. As we mentioned earlier, we had the band out here earlier for Battle of the Bands between Sioux Valley and Wasilla. Now we have the Sioux Valley cheerleaders. You can probably hear them rocking the stands. We're glad that you're with us here on KSDP Radio for this one. And again, we hope to bring you games the next two nights as well. We're glad that you're with us here on KSDP Radio for this one. And again, we hope to bring you games the next two nights as well.